morning. We thank the Lord for this beautiful Sunday morning that He's woke us into. Glad to be able, by the means of radio, to come to be with you this morning, to spend just a few moments in remembrance of our Lord and worship of our Lord. We're so thankful for the opportunities that He gives us, for the blessings of life, and on a beautiful day like this, it just reminds us of all that we have to be thankful for, and most of all for that precious saving grace. And we're just glad to be with you again. We're from Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Our regular service times are 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. We begin our Sunday school. Worship follows at 11. We normally have a Sunday evening service at 6 and a Wednesday evening service at 6. And on Wednesday evening, we have a Bible study and a youth service. We invite you to come by, be with us at any or all of these services. Today, we have a special service this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We have our communion service, and to our sister churches, we certainly have reminded them of it, and we're looking forward to that, but because that service will go into the afternoon, there'll be no evening service there at the church, so we just want to make that announcement and remind everyone. We've had a couple wonderful nights of fellowship meetings that didn't have a large attendance, but we certainly thank the Lord for the precious spirit and the good brothers that come to be with us, wonderful preaching, and just had a good time, and we thank the Lord for that this morning. We would invite you to bow with us in a word of prayer today. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come today, Lord, with much upon our heart and mind. Father, as we come along the way this morning, God, enjoying the good songs, Lord, it reminds us of so much, Father. So many thoughts fill our minds. So much to be thankful for, God. Oh, Lord, how ashamed we are that we fail to lift your name as much as we ought. God, you're so wonderful and holy. Our Lord, so kind to us, Father. God, we just thank you for all that you do. And our Lord, all of the times that you've heard and that you've answered our prayers. And God, as we come before you this morning, Lord, how we seek your leadership, your guidance, your face and favor, God. Our Lord, we look to you to bless the word as it goes forward, God. Our Lord, as the prophet of old, that it will indeed accomplish whereunto you send it, God. Our Lord, that it might be a help to those that's not able to be out and about this morning, Lord, that it might be encouragement, God. Out to those that are low and broken, and Lord, most of all, that it might be that seed, God. Our Lord, that it lodge in the hearts of a lost individual that would cause them to realize their need of salvation this morning. Our Lord, we're so glad that you're such a great and magnificent God. And Father, we feel so little and so small to try to declare it and to explain it, God. But, oh Lord, with the precious Spirit this morning, we trust, God. Our Lord, that you'd give us the words to speak, O Lord, in the few moments that you've granted to us, God. And bless our young men and women in service of our country, Lord. Our sister churches are sick. And again this morning, take this few moments, Lord, and use it to your honor and glory, God. Go with us, Father. Guide us along the way. These favors we ask in the holy name of Jesus. And amen. And certainly this morning, again, we're thankful to be able to come to you. Much to how to thank the Lord about. We appreciate the words of encouragement spoke to us this week. How we just appreciate the touch of the Master from time to time. And we're going to read a few verses out of the 10th chapter of the book of Mark. And it's probably familiar to most every Bible reader this morning. But we seem like the Lord laid it in our heart several days ago. And we've had it there ever since. But in the 10th chapter of the book of Mark, down at the 23rd verse, and I'd like you to read along closely with me this morning. And Jesus looked round about them and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answers again and saith unto them, children, how hard is is it for them that trust in riches, how to enter into the kingdom of God, how it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, how than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. I will stop our reading there this morning. Praise his sweet name today. I'm so glad this morning that with the God I serve, the God that chose me this morning, that all things are possible. I heard someone say a few weeks ago, I don't even recall, and it's not intentional, but I can't credit it to who I heard. But they made the remark of under the circumstances. And brother, it's dwelt on my mind ever since. And brother, how many times in this life have I lived under the circumstances? And brother, aren't you glad this morning God has a way and a means? And brother, that we don't have to live under anything, much less the circumstances of life. And brother, I know it's a dark day. Around and about us we see sin on every hand. The Apostle Paul reminds us in the book of Romans, that where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And brother, I come this morning counting it a privilege, to lift up the holy name of my God. And brother, to remind each one today, as you look out to the beauty of the day, it's a time of celebration this morning. And brother, in our family we've celebrated birthdays and graduations. We've celebrated the marriage of our daughter last weekend. And brother, seemed like there's been so much to celebrate. And brother, this morning let us celebrate about our precious Savior. And brother, we've spent as God's people this morning, we've got wrapped up in, we spend far too much time in the debate, rather than in the celebrate. And brother, we've got something to be thankful for. And there's something to rise up this morning. Compel us and cause us to go into the house of God. And brother, to lift our voices. You might say, well, preacher, I can't sing. Let me assure you this morning, you've heard my voice for a few weeks now. And brother, there's not a melody in it. Brother, there's nothing I like more than taking out that old hymn book. I'm beginning to try to sing praises unto my God. And brother, why this morning? Because worthy is the Lamb to receive praise. Worthy is the Lord this morning. Isaiah said how he saw him high and lifted up. And brother, how his glory filled the temple. Aren't you glad this morning that the glory of the Lord will still fill the temple of God today? Where is that at? Is that the church, brother? He said, no, you're not. You're the temple of God this morning. I praise his sweet name today. I'm blessed and holy is he. Brother, we need not live under the circumstance, but rather, my friend, we need to live above it. We're God's purchased and secured for us a place. Brother, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad this morning that with him all things are possible? Over the years I've begun to be troubled. How am I them that seem to serve such an itty bitty God? Brother, he can't do this and he can't do that, to hear him tell it. Brother, I'm glad this morning I serve a God that can today. Brother, I'm glad that with him all things are possible. Brother, to the debaters this morning, to the naysayers, who then can be saved? Brother, if I read the word of God correctly, I understand it this morning. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life not freely. I know that you've not gone too far. I know that you're not so mean. I that you can't be touched by the Master. I'm brother even. I brought them forth from the grave. I just think about it. We've heard the stories from our youth of. I worry how sometimes that too many take for granted. How this great and precious gift this morning. How we've shared it before. Over there in the book of Hebrews, he said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I'm sorry. You got a little drop. I'm sorry, just a little dabble to you. I want this morning, as a heart panteth for the water, I saw my soul long for God. I'm not just to know about him, but to know him. I personally, intimately, I completely and fully this morning, I'm brother to walk with him and talk with him. And one day after a while, I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. I will bow down and thank him. I worship him. Worthy is the Lamb. I'm brother the one that paid the price. The one that secured for me a home in glory. Who are these? John said, the angel said unto John on the Isle of Patmos, as he looked out over the throng, a number that no man can number, thou knowest, these are they that have come up through great tribulation, and had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. I'm brother, aren't you glad this morning that the precious blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin? 1 John 4:1 tells us, I'm brother, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. What's impossible with God, with man is possible with God today. There's no reason, my friend, to live under the circumstance. There's no reason to live in bondage today. You can be free this morning. And if if he set you free, you'll be free indeed. Who then can be saved? I'm brother, this morning, wherever you are, whatever your circumstance, no matter how dark the night has been, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. Is that not what the word says? Is that not, my friend, the comfort we have today? I'm brother, we get so busy. Years ago, I used to stand in the pulpit, and I'd often begin by telling people what I couldn't do. I'm brother, I can't this and I can't that. And one day, the Holy Spirit of God convicted me. I'm brother, because what I can't do isn't nearly as important as what my God can do today. I'm brother, I don't stand how to put the focus on me. I'm brother, but as John the Baptist on the banks of the Jordan, I come to you this morning. I behold the Lamb of God, that take away the sin of the world. I'm brother, this morning, it's possible with God to reach you. It's possible with God to touch you. The blind saw, the deaf heard, I'm brother, listen, the multitudes were fed, the dead were raised, I'm my friend, the greatest miracle of all, was one day, he saved a wretch like me, I'm brother, took out that old heart of sin, that old black and darkened heart, and give me a heart of love. Brother, I don't know if you're trapped under the circumstance or not, but God's able to lift you up. And brother, this passage isn't just about riches. It's not about this or that. It's about who. It's about being possible with God this morning. Today, I'm glad to share with you. I'm glad to remind you that all things are possible with Him. Brother, He's able to save to the uttermost them that will call, them that will believe this morning. Oh, what a beautiful day to serve the Lord. What a grand day it is to get up, make your way into the house of the Lord somewhere, that you might be able to lift up His precious name. You say, preacher, I don't know Him. I don't have anything to wear. I can't this, I can't that, brother. It's what's impossible with man is possible with God. Let me assure you this morning, you'd be more than welcome at Little Baptist Chapel. I'd be glad, and unless you think I'm high lifted up in my own self, forgive me this morning, you'd be welcome in many places today. They'd be glad to see you come in. I'm brother to sit down amongst them. Preacher, I don't know how to sing. You don't have to. But my friend, you just come today. God bless you this morning. I don't live under the circumstance. I let God be your victor this morning and bring to you victory. God bless you. This has been Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We love you this morning. God bless.